Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I am Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one live worldwide internet radio. You are listening to us on Station 1. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute show, and my sincere intention is always to bring you the loving messages and all kind of information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. So I want to invite at this time, and I want to honor all the holy angels to be with us during this show, to bring in your guidance, your assurance, for the most highest divine good of all. We thank you, God and angels, and so it is. Amen. So I have a special guest tonight, but before introducing our guest, I want to give you just a message that the angel reminded me that this month of August is the angel month. So I love it because August 22nd, save the date, August 22nd is Be an Angel Day. So Be an Angel Day means be a blessing in someone's life. Do one small act of service for someone. Be a blessing in someone's life. So Be an Angel Day is a nonprofit, non-denominational event celebrated annually on August 22nd. This is the 19th anniversary of Be an Angel Day. I can't believe that. But Reverend Janie Howard Feldman, who is my mentor and a dear friend, is the founder of Be an Angel Day. And Janie Feldman was inspired by the angels to celebrate this day. So the first annual celebration was in 1993. This is a day on which people around the world are encouraged to be like the angels and be a blessing to yourself and to others. It's God's selfless servants. Do one small act of service. Just be aware of what you can do for others. Be a blessing in someone's life. You can read more information on my website at angelsarenearus.com, and on my blog I talk about Be an Angel Day. So those who wish to participate in doing something on Be an Angel Day, you're encouraged, you know, to go within your heart and celebrate however the angels or the God voice within you inspires you. It can be celebrated on an individual basis or with a group activity, maybe holding a joyous angel party or a group meditation. So remember that you can celebrate Be an Angel Day all year round. But this is just a special day, you know, just to do one small act for someone, maybe, you know, a smile to anybody, helping your neighbor. The whole purpose of the annual celebration of Be an Angel Day is to establish that cooperation and service to God between the human and the angelic kingdoms. So the key word that describes the angels is service. And Be an Angel Day is a day to be like the angels. So again, it's a perfect opportunity to deliver to others messages of love, of hope, of faith, mostly of peace. So messages from God that the angels deliver to us in our daily lives. Together we can serve God with the angels. And that is a wonderful message from the angels today. So let me tell you about our special guest tonight. Her name is Brenda Joyce Hoffman, and an intuitive since birth, Brenda Hoffman formalized her channeling skills with the internationally noted channeled classic book, A Glimpse of Your Future. In the interim, Brenda, like many of us, moved through issues that allowed her to shift her beliefs from shoulds to creation. So prior to her recent retirement to the southeastern part of the U.S., Brenda held positions in corporate marketing, business, management, and social services. She does have a Master of Science degree in sociology. So Brenda has returned to her love of sharing her prophetic insights with others. She does this weekly on her channel 15-minute on blogtalkradio.com. Creation Energy Show. This is a free weekly. She has a channel blog, which is lifetreecreations.com, and guest presentations on various bbsradio.com shows and on Blog Talk Radio shows as well. She does channeling and speaking engagements. So Brenda's role in this time of new transition or ascension is to help you, to help all of us, suspend those beliefs that limit you as we download our new creation tools. So without further delay, let me welcome. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Welcome to Angels Are Near Us.
Thank you. I was just listening to the very special Be an Angel Day, which I just love the concept. And ironically, that's my niece's birthday. And so, of course, it's easy for me to remember Be an Angel Day. And I loved when you said even a smile. Mm-hmm. You know, Linda, you and I have talked briefly on before the show, and it's just so obvious how much joy and peace and hope that you give to others. And I think that's one of the more special things that anybody can do for anyone, don't you think? Just giving them hope that life is joyous and it's possible to feel joy and fear isn't as predominant as it used to be.
I think that's a
glorious gift to give anyone.
Thank you. I think and we all can give that gift. I mean, through the angels, you know, through the angels' help. I've always told everyone, you know, that the wonderful angels are here to help us, and they do give us hope and peace, and that's what I love to do and give that message always, you know, that the angels really, really come to us when we need them, and they completely do the will of God. So, you know, the angels are given to us by God because I think, you know, God loves us so much. His love is so strong that he gave us the angels. That's all I can think of. So anyway, going back to you, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy to have you on the show. I know I read a little bit about, in your book, A Glimpse of Your Future, which is so, so exciting and so interesting. We can talk about that in a minute. But, you know, you were mentioning about joy and peace and fear, of course. My question to you right now, why do you think so many people or light workers were exhausted and cranky the past few weeks? I'm asking that because several people have come up and said, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted, and I felt the same way. It's like, why do you think that's happening?
Well, and I did too. So there you go. And I have high energy, and I'm very often very seldom, rather, cranky. So it was, it's kind of funny to me. If you don't mind, I'm just going to find out. I'm going to go into my sources and see what the sources have to say.
And that's wonderful.
Just as your intent was for love from the universe and from God and from the angels, mm-hmm. that's always my intent. And also that we all learn more about the transition so that we can move through it more comfortably. So if you don't mind, I'll see what I can get on that particular question.
That's wonderful.
Okay, let me just go in for a second. Dear ones, we laugh just as Brenda did as you asked the question, for indeed there was a major, if you wish to call it, energy shift, transition shift, whatever, in the last few days that has touched many of you so very deeply. Now, for those of you who have not been feeling that tired, crabby, cranky, whatever you wish to call, do not fret. What we were telling you with this ascension process, with this transition process, and there's so many different terms, and it all means the same thing, but some of you might be thinking of light workers or the New Age or the New Earth. It does not matter at all. It is all the same thing, just different terminology. But there are waves of people going through it, and we like to use the analogy of, if you remember in the Western United States, when first the Scoutmasters went through, and then the wagon trains with the wagon train masters followed, and then the general people on the railroads and the general settlers followed. Those of you who were feeling cranky and crabby and whatever that you aren't used to feeling, you know, you are generally cheerful people or whatever, a different sense, a different source, you are in truth either the trailblazers or the pioneers that follow shortly thereafter. You're on the lead wave. You are feeling the transitions earlier than some other people. And by doing so, you are leading the way and making it easier for the people that follow. Is it bad? Is it frightening? Is it scary? No, it is just a process. You know, as for instance, when you reach puberty, sometimes you, if you remember, you were a bit crabby, you shifted, you changed. And so it is for now. It is not an unnatural process. It is just one that, you know, many of you did not wish to experience, but then who wishes to experience puberty? You see what we are saying? Yes. Are there questions?
Well, that is so interesting. Yes, I have another question. Why is the transitioning happening? Or what is it that we need to expect with the transition?
Very much attuned to your special day that you were describing at the beginning of this particular program. The transition is, you know, for eons, we have been enmeshed in fear and anger. And the society as a whole, those who are involved with the ascension, who are going to move to the new earth, again, whatever you wish to call it, are moving into joy. Now, you know, this seems like a silly thing to say, because who doesn't want to move into joy? But then think of all the belief patterns that you hold, despite your best intentions. You know, something good happens, and you say, well, when is the other shoe going to drop? Well, that is true, but, you know, what bad things are going to come around the corner? Even your belief pattern that people who are wealthy are probably not as happy as people who do not have money. You know, there are so many society patterns that help you stay in fear, mm-hmm. rather than the joy that God and the universe and the angels always intended for you to live. That is a transition. And well, and though it sounds like an easy transition, mm-hmm. do you realize how many layers of beliefs, of society, mores, if you will, that you have to move through to get to the belief that joy is a more predominant color in your new life in the ascension process than fear has been in the past? You know, fear has been the color you've painted with. Perhaps more notably, what has happened in the United States in the last few days in Congress, that is all enmeshed in fear. Your media is, you know, how delightful it would be to have newspaper stories and newspaper or television news about what good has happened during the day instead of what terrible things have happened, and because of that, what more terrible things are going to happen, you see? Yes, and so that is what is happening, is you are shifting, you are shedding your skin from fear, moving into joy, which is an extremely traumatic process if you grew up in fear, which the baby boomers and even their children and grandchildren did. One of the things that perhaps we can point out is that we have long said that the baby boomers built the bridge to the new age, the ascension process. Their children are going to walk across it, and their grandchildren are going to blow it up. But what is happening is you are all processing so rapidly that you baby boomers are even running across it. So, yes, you are moving quite rapidly. Yes, are there questions?
It does answer the question. Thank you so much.
Yes.
It's very, very, it seems clear as you mentioned that, but at the same time, the fear is still there. It seems like we struggle more with fear than we do with joy. Even though it's wonderful to have joy and we love to maybe experience the joy. But the struggle, so I guess my question is, if we allow to shift our beliefs into knowing that we have joy and that we have the help that we need, that would be easier. How do you think it'd be easier for us to reach these resources, to be able to shift? Even though it is shifting a little bit faster, sometimes it feels it's not. And that's when the fear, I think, enters.
Yes, you, like everyone else who is shifting, feel it is not happening fast enough. It is happening as fast as your physical body can handle it. But the other piece is what help is available for us as we process. The number one assistance is belief. Belief that you are not alone, that God is out there, that the angels are out there, that your spiritual helpers are out there, and that everyone wants to see you succeed. They all want you to graduate, you see. With the fear, we will add something that is perhaps a bit unusual. Do not be afraid of feeling fear. We are not saying that fear is going to be totally removed from your repertoire, from your bag of goods. It is just that for eons you have been so enmeshed in fear that joy is just a little part of your life. And now in one generation, actually in just a few years, you are flipping it. And that in itself is frightening. You know, change is frightening in itself, is it not? You know, so you find something that is joyful and you think, okay, now how long is this going to last before it goes away? And so what is happening essentially is you are flipping the two feelings. So fear will remain part of your paint box, but it will be a much smaller, much, much smaller piece, just like now or particularly previously, joy was fleeting and fear was predominant. That's how they're going to switch over. And again, there are angel guides. There's Archangel Michael. There's God. There's so many helpers. All you have to do is believe the helpers are out there. Mm-hmm. Believe that you are worth the help. And that is one of the biggest pieces. Believe that you are worthwhile to move into joy. And then ask for assistance. One of the easier ways, and you know, it's part of joy is doing so easily, is before you go to sleep at night, ask for your angels or your guides to help you move through those beliefs that keep you in fear and move into joy. Yes, are there questions?
No, well, thank you so much. That was a wonderful response. And going back to what you mentioned about the angels, absolutely, that is the message that we want to encourage everyone to have. You know, there are spirits out there. There are the masters, as you mentioned. There's the angels, and there's the archangels, and there's Archangel Michael, who can help us with this, right? So it is a transition that's happening in our earth right now, or in our world, or in our personal life. Do you believe that, as light workers have talked to me, or other people have mentioned, this earth is changing so rapidly, and as well as our bodies, our economy,
yes,
our finances.
Yes.
So we do want, at least my intention is to change that belief in that everything is for the better.
Yes.
Is that correct? That's correct, right? I mean, that is what you believe?
Yes, and we wish to add, this might help everyone understand a bit. It started within you. You know, if you think of yourself as a cell of God, if you will, you know how the body has cells?
Mm-hmm.
It started within your cells and grew within you until you are starting to feel it in your entire body. And as it moved through your entire body, it is moving through your society. And it is, as it is moving through your society, it is moving through Earth. You know, the fear that has been rampant in Congress, in the United States, in the last few days, you know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Do you remember when you moved through that darkest night of the soul, when you were at the pinnacle of your fear stage before you moved through that? That is what is happening in society. This, at the same time, it is happening on Earth. So the volcanoes, the tornadoes, the drought, the hail, the windstorms, just as you are shifting, mm-hmm. and you've had to clear out so many pieces, so it is true in your society, and so it is true on your Earth. An analogy would be the birthing process. For those of you who have had children, during the birthing process, you know, the last thing you want to do or be is pregnant. Is that not true? Is you would do anything to stop that process and say, oh, I made a mistake. I guess I do not want to be pregnant at this time. And yet, after your baby is born, all you can think is the beauty and the love of that child. So if this will help, the earth and your society is in the midst of the birthing process, mm-hmm. and you as an individual are just about ready to pick up your child and think in love. You know, during the birthing process, very few women would say, oh, I wish I would have another child within 9 months. And yet after you pick up that child, it is, oh, how beautiful, what a lovely thing I have created. You see? Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, with that, we are going to take a short break. And I want to encourage our listeners, if you would like to call in, to ask Brenda a question, or maybe she can channel as she is doing a general message for you for guidance, or I can give you an angel message. So let me give those numbers out. It's toll free, 1-888-627-6008, or 530-413-4522, or 530-413-4510. And we will be back in about 90 seconds.
The morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. Tonight, our invited guest is Brenda Hoffman. She's a channeler. She's an author of a book called A Glimpse of Your Future. Right now, we are going to take a call because, let me see, Gigi is on the line. Hello?
Yes, hi. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Gigi. How are
you? Not too bad. I was just listening to your program, and you had mentioned August 22nd. Well, on August 22nd last year, my mother died. And so that date, and then I was reading an article earlier today on the Internet about August 22nd again on a different website. So it seems to be speaking to me, and I... My speech is a little slurred, but I hope you can understand me because I have Bell's palsy. I got this about a couple of months ago, so half my face is paralyzed right now. Anyway, my question is, I wonder if there is a message from my mother for me. Because you had mentioned Angel Day, August 22nd this year, so that, it just... kept on coming up today. That's why I was prompted to call.
Yes, I can give you a message. Or Brenda, do you want to take it, or do you have anything
let
for
me
her?
Let me try. I usually don't do personal messages, but let me just see if I can get something for you, Gigi. Okay, let me just go in.
Thank
for
you.
Yes, Gigi. Of course, there is a correlation. There is a connection on August 22nd. Of course there is. You know, when a spirit or an entity or a human passes into a different place, you know, no one ever dies. You do know that it is just a different form, if you will. And your mother has been with you many times before. There is a great deal of love between the two of you. She just wishes to send you her motherly love. You know, she has noted your recent illness. She has, and she is reminding you that she is never gone. You know, August 22nd, she has never gone away. She is watching you and with you, and even though you cannot necessarily feel her physical presence, she holds you often with love, and she wants you to know that. So,
thank you. I
are there questions?
Yes, and thank you, Brenda. And Gigi, I do have also an archangel message for you. The archangel Azrael, who is the angel of he's the angel of death, but he's also the angel who comforts us when we're grieving. And so Azrael is really protecting you, taking care of you, and is coming out. And what I'm feeling is like he's surrounding you, you know, putting his wings around your shoulders and saying that you, with your example, you are being like a natural counselor to others. And through the love of your mother, you can do this. So I don't know if you understand that, but it's like people can benefit from what you can reassure them. That's like counseling them or talking to them. And through the love that your mother is sending to you, the Archangel Azrael is also helping you with this. So that's why there's this really strong connection coming out today of August 22nd. And it's wonderful because they're sending it to today, the first day of August. And then that's what Azrael is sending you. He is bringing this light of comfort to you. But at the same time, look at how you can comfort others, because the experience that you're going through, there is healing for you. And you can, at the same time, help others as you help yourself.
Okay. I'll remember that. Yeah, that's a really special message for me. It's very unusual for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That this August 22nd date keeps popping up. At least you're the second time tonight, so I said I have to call. Mm.
And let me tell you, Gigi, it's not unusual. It's not a coincidence. It's it's just a sign and it's a symbol, because that's how the angels guide us. Mm-hmm. And that's how they support us. So it's really something
really
meant for
it.
You. Absolutely. This is for you. And to comfort you and know that that your mom is in the spirit world as the angels and the archangels, and definitely sending you much love and much protection through the archangels.
Thank you so much for that.
Can I add something too for Gigi?
Sure.
Yes, please.
What I loved is, this is Brenda's back, is that both Linda and I felt the sense of somebody hugging you and holding you. My sense was your mother doing it, and Linda felt the angels doing it. So there are so many guides, angels, entities around you holding you in love.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I really needed to hear that, because I've been feeling very alone lately, ever since I had this thing happen to me. I just feel really like very uncertain about my life after that.
Yes.
We'll pray for you, Gigi, definitely. I will pray for you.
Yes.
And you can also ask the angels to pray to God for you. And definitely, you could also ask in your dreams, like Brenda was saying a few minutes ago, in your dreams, ask for what is it that you need, the healing that you would like. And also ask for Archangel Raphael, which he is the physician of God, and he is a healer. And always try to surround yourself with that green emerald light, which is the light of healing. So also Archangel Raphael. It's the emerald green light.
Okay.
That's the Archangel Raphael's ray of healing light is the green one, the green emerald.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Gigi, for calling.
Much.
Well, thank
Bye.
You. God
you
bless
you. It's a pleasure.
God bless you.
Blessings to you too, both of you.
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Oh,
bye. Good
thank
night.
You.
Well, that was very interesting. Thank you, Brenda. Are you back, Brenda?
Well, I just
I would like you to explain to our listeners, you know, how you go from channeling so fast. You go back and forth. I know that's a gift, and do you do this all the time?
Yes. I don't know. It's just real easy. I've never been afraid of it, and so I've just always thought of it. I love learning, so I've always thought of it as just an extended bit of knowledge. You know, like before the internet, now everybody just goes on the internet for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing this for like 25 or 30 years, and it's just always been, what can I learn? And nothing has ever made me afraid of it. And so maybe that's it too. It's just been really easy. Before that, it was more of an intuitive sense. Even when I was in school, I remember I used to take tests, and if it was multiple choice, I'd just think, well, now, what was the test maker thinking when they were making the tests? And I found out later that nobody else does that, so I guess I've always just done it easily like that. Yeah.
So how were you inspired to write this book that I know that you wrote this several years before, A Glimpse of Your Future, and you channeled it, correct?
Correct. It's 20 years old, but it's the oddest book. It's a precursor. It gives just a delightful overview, because all of our structures, you were talking about the financial structures and whatever, yes, they're all going through shifts, so that it's more we the people are taking our power back instead of giving it to whoever the power brokers have been in the past. But it talks about the shifts. It talks about how it will affect each of us personally. But what started is one day I just heard in my head, you're going to write a book, and I love reading. So I thought, oh, I better go to the library and learn hieroglyphics or something. You know, how am I going to write a book? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it just started one day, and I said I wanted a kind of a long one because I like to read, and so it's like 300-some pages. And then every day I would just handwrite out 10 pages of channeled information, and that would become a chapter. And that's kind of how it happened. And then after that, I could do it on the computer, and that's how I do my blogs every week is on a computer.
Yes, I saw that. So why don't you give out your contact information so if anyone is interested in reaching you.
Oh, sure. I do a free weekly channeled blog and a free 15-minute channeled radio show every week. Both of them happen once a week and they're free. Mm-hmm. The blog, well, both of them are available at www.lifetapestrycreations.com. I feel like an informational commercial. www.lifetapestrycreations.com. Or if it's easier, you could look me up under my name, Brenda Hoffman, and that's H-O-F-F-M as in Mary, A-N as in never.
Okay. I'm gonna repeat that website because you kind of cut off there a little bit. It's www.lifetapestrycreations.com.
Plural, creations.com.
Creations. Lifetapestrycreations.com.
Okay.
Okay, Brenda, that is wonderful information, and I was reading your blog. What do you think about I know that you talked a little bit about this, about the baby boomers. I know I was reading something in the book about the baby boomers are now ready for their destiny. Or why do you think they're involved with this new transition? Was it because we signed up for that?
Yes. Let me go in because this is so fun. I just love this whole piece. Yes, okay. Let me go in and see what I can give better analogies and stuff in my channel.
That's great.
Again, we're laughing with Brenda. You know, when have the baby boomers ever followed any rules? You know, there were a few teens in tie-dye T-shirts and bell-bottom blue jeans who stopped the Vietnam War, you see, and the love children. Then they took some years to try to follow what their parents said they should do. You know, you have children, the children go to school, they get a good job, they get married, have children. The baby boomers tried it, but all along they had, in a sense, that hidden piece that said, we're going to bring in the new earth, the ascension process. And so they were the baby boomers were the matchsticks, if you will, of the ascension process. And, you know, the baby boomers have been content for a while to try to live the way they were supposed to, what they were taught when they were young. And now, again, it is no longer working, you know. Who is fighting the cuts on Capitol Hill? Who are saying, no, we're not going to let you do that. We're strong. We're powerful. It is happening again. You are back in full strength. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's been for many years, and it's returning.
It's almost, if you will, a hidden piece of you that has always been a part of you that is now finally igniting. You know, you could have actually brought it in a bit sooner if you wanted to, but you wished to test your parents' theories first. That you have done.
Mm-hmm. You have fulfilled your parents' dreams, expectations, needs, and now it is time to turn back to your tie-dyed T-shirts and bell-bottom jeans, albeit they might be a bit tighter now than they were before. Mm-hmm. But it is time, you know, power to the people. Yes, love. Love and peace and joy. Wasn't that what the baby boomers were all about in the 60s and 70s?
Yes, love, peace, and joy. Thank you. So let's take a small break, and I want to give out those numbers in case there's someone interested in calling in for your angel message or guidance. It's 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-4510. And we will be back in about 60 seconds. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. And we have a few more minutes left, and I'm here with my special guest, Brenda Hoffman, who is an intuitive channeler and author of Glimpse of Your Future. So, Brenda, did you want to ask me a question? I think you had mentioned that.
Yes, I did. Is during the break, we were having a delightful discussion. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's so much fear right now, especially the media, about Social Security and all of those things. Is there an overall angel that we can call upon to help heal society and the earth right now? It's mm-hmm. such a major transition. Is there an angel that we should know about?
Oh, definitely. Well, I've always talked about Archangel Michael. You know, Archangel Michael is one of the most powerful of the archangels, and all the angels and the archangels are powerful. But Michael, he is responsible. He is the most powerful, but he's like the leader of the angels. And he manages the guardian angels, so that's why they call him a leader also. But he is this wonderful Archangel of strength and protection, that whenever, you know, your faith feels that is weak, or you feel that you are in danger, or you need someone to defend you, definitely I call upon Archangel Michael. And you know, all the angels right now are helping us. They are so close to earth, and I've talked about this, Brenda, and I know that you know about the angels, that they're always around us. And that's why I say angels are near us, because we need to believe that the angels are helping us at every moment of our life. You know, changes are going on at this time. And people are inferior, like you say, but we need to go back to remember that we have the help out there, that we're spiritual beings, we're living a human experience, but we are first of all, you know, spiritual beings. But to survive on Earth, we need to go back to moving into joy, like you were mentioning. We have to move back into the joy, move into the light. So knowing that the angels are made of light, we all are made of energy. And so all we have to do is ask for help, and our energy with their energy will blend, and it brings just such healing. So Archangel Michael, going back to your question, is the main archangel. You know, he is the archangel even for clearing negativity. If we feel, you know, sometimes we feel that negativity that we pick up from other people. I don't know if you feel that sometimes, that you're like in a negative environment and, you know, you bring it home. But you can always ask for his light, you know, just visualizing. And I've told everyone, I can remind everyone again, visualizing that brilliant golden light around you. Again, asking Archangel Michael for that protection. Every day we can be in that protection. Every night we can ask, you know, that he comes to our dreams to help us clear away any darkness. There's a wonderful prayer that says, Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the darkness and put upon us the armor of the Archangel Michael, the armor of light. Amen. So, you know, he is called the Prince of Light. He is a heavenly warrior. So we need to call on Archangel Michael. He's the one who defends us and who takes away the fear. He really does. I mentioned to you, you know, that a few weeks ago, I felt so tired, and I was also in a little bit of fear. You know, I wasn't stuck in that imbalance like everybody, and it just drains our energy. And so, immediately I sat down and I meditated, and I said, Archangel Michael, please come and help me take away this fear, this negativity, and I just surround myself in the golden light. The other light that we could also use is the silver violet flame. And I've talked about the archangels work with the colors, with the flames and the rays. And the seventh color, which is the royal purple, Archangel Michael works with this flame as well as another archangel, Zadkiel. And both with silver and with violet, the silver violet flame is also very, very protective. And you can just invoke this light. Saint Germain, who is an ascended master, made this available many, many years ago. And it is called the seventh ray of God, and it's the Archangel Michael and Zadkiel that works with the seventh ray. So, you know, I have that also on my website, and you could read more about it at angelsarenearus.com. But again, you know, it all comes down to just asking for the help and being aware that the help is there. And that we have to pray, we have to meditate. We don't have to. We choose to do that. So I'm sure that you choose, and I hope that everybody chooses. There's something called the Golden Key. A wonderful friend of mine, Reverend Christine Green, in a lecture that she gave us at Science of Mind many years ago, I remember this. I always remember this, that Dr. Emmett Fox, who was a teacher and healer in the early 1900s, he developed the Golden Key. And the Golden Key is that you turn the Golden Key by taking your attention away from the problem, taking away the attention from your fear, and you put it on God. So that's what we have to do. In other words, you know, we have to stop worrying about the problem, about the fear, and switch it immediately. And our thoughts on God will bring us the highest good to all, the highest good in our life. It really does work. We just have to do it. Go right ahead.
I would like to add, I just keep hearing in my head over and over again, everyone is worthwhile. You know, so often we think, well, the archangels and the golden keys and the silver rays are for either really serious things that aren't impacting us or that we're not important enough. Mm-hmm. We're not worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And everyone is equally valuable in God's thoughts, God's part, the universe's part. Again, whatever term you want to use is, we are all extremely valuable entities.
Yes. Oh, it's absolutely, absolutely. We are all worthwhile. We need to love ourselves much more, because we need to know that the angels love us. They're there around us, waiting for us. The spirit world is there. Our spirit guides are there, just telling us, "I see you. I hear you. Just ask me."
Yes.
Invite me over. Help me to help you. That's what they say. Help me to help you. So definitely, you know, they are a blessing. And like I said, this is a wonderful month to remind us of that, you know, that we can celebrate, that we can celebrate who we are, and we can invite the angels in our life. So I think our time is coming up, Brendan. I just want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, this is fun. Thank you for having me.
It's such a joy and such a pleasure and such fun to talk about this. It really is a blessing. Give out your contact information again, at least your website.
My name is Brenda Hoffman, Hoffman. Website is www.lifetapestrycreations.com. And
thank you
I've
so
just
much.
Had a wonderful experience. Linda, you have such a big and loving heart. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Brenda. Well, you know that we made contact for a reason. It wasn't a coincidence.
Yes.
And the angels brought us together. So thank you so much again for being here. And to all our listeners, next time I will talk more about Be an Angel Day. We'll talk more about the light of the angels. And until then, you know, keep surrounded with the golden light of Archangel Michael. The violet flame is always there. And may God bless you and the angels protect you abundantly. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.